The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Emmett Ryan is with me, the business and technology journalist, not to talk about the US Masters, rather to talk about our phones and the idea that we should spring clean the phone. Now, I had to clarify, Emmett, earlier that I wasn't talking about literally cleaning the phone, though by all accounts, after your toilet seat, that they are the dirtiest thing we touch on a daily basis.
They are, although like there's very easy spray. You can get any hardware store that's actually quite good for cleaning them, and it also works on your laptop, so it's a dual purpose, which is great.
And your toilet seat, if that's what you want to use to clean it.
If you really want to, yeah. But I can only trust these things for the laptop and phone, Kieran, so...
So the idea of spring cleaning is what's on the phone, what's in the phone, as it were. So what's the rationale? Why should people do this?
Honestly, it's to make your own life easier. Like, because fundamentally, like, we use an awful lot of stuff, but sometimes we're only going to use it once or in certain situations. The classic case is you might go on holiday and they're not really a free now country. Maybe they're more of an Uber place, or maybe even they have their own local app. So you'll download the local taxi app, but you'll never use it again. And all that's going to do is take up more space in your phone. But more importantly, the more of these you download, like, one of them isn't a problem, but when you have loads and loads of them, it'll eventually slow down your device. So it's just good for your own usefulness to do that. Same thing goes back to your photos and videos. Now, for some people, like, there's an element of sentimentality. That's fine, keep those. But think about where you're stored. Because for a lot of people, especially if they're on Android, similar for iOS, but Android's probably the better example here, it'll often automatically back up all your stuff to Google. So you might need to keep it on the physical phone. It might just be safe enough to have it on Google and not dual backup, essentially. Like, you'd be needless redundancy, basically.
The foreign taxi app is an easy one. As you told that story, I was reminded for a long time I had an app that had timetables of local bus routes in a very small part of France because it was a holiday download.
I had one for Iceland from September, which I only got rid of the other day.
Yeah, exactly. So they're easy. But the photos, I mean, one of the other ways people talk about creating space, be it on your Google Drive account or on the phone, if that's where they are, is getting rid of duplicates and everything. But I just checked there. I have 24,000 photos or videos. I mean, the idea of even starting the process of deleting duplicates.
There is an easier way around this, because quite often your phone will just tell you, hey, we've got a load of duplicates. And so just when it push notifies you to check the duplicates, because most of the time you get a push notification from your phone, you're going to ignore it. It's annoying.
Yeah, I absolutely ignore it.
If it tells you duplicate photos, that should be when bing, 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 it goes off. Go right in there. You can suddenly notice there might be 13 of the same selfie. Just press delete. That solves it. So you're not like you're going in every time to do it, Kieran. You know, it's when the phone tells you, maybe you want to get rid of all these same photos, like, you know.
Okay, so that's an easy one there. So and Android and iOS both have that function.
They both do. But like, again, it's a case of, you know, the different experience for different users. Like, the big thing I'd always say, no matter what platform you use, is the good reason to check what you have on your phone is to see where it's actually being stored. So some people are storing it, like I said, in Google Drive or in their Apple Drive, other people in Apple Cloud, sorry. Other people might just be storing it on the phone. And just think about, like, what's useful and where you want it to be. Because I suppose with work phones, that's very, very important to make sure you're not mixing your work and your personal stuff together. But even with your personal device, there are ways to make life easier. The classic one is you might use 4 or 5 different messaging apps. Now, you might be searching all over your phone or having to put the search button in for that. If you create little folders in your home screen, so put all your messaging in one, all your socials in another, and that way you work out, you know, right, just press this one button, all of them are there, and I can get it very quickly. The other big piece of advice I'd give is check what apps you have, because not just because get rid of the ones that aren't useful, but sometimes you might be, you know, struggling to go, well, this, you know, helped me for that years ago, but I can't remember the name of it. If you go through your apps, you'll suddenly remember, I should really be using this more, and you might have forgotten about it from months and months ago, and it comes in quite handy.
There's certain apps that use up a huge amount of space on the phone as well. And I'm looking at my iPhone storage by size. So photos takes up a huge amount. So I should be doing that. I should be backing up to the cloud, or I should be deleting duplicates. WhatsApp, I'd imagine that's lots of media.
Again, it's a lot of media coming in.
My Bank of Ireland app. Bank of Ireland app uses like several gigabytes.
Yeah, that's surprising and annoying as well. Like, so some apps are
because
just,
when you go into it, I mean, there's no option to tidy that up.
No,
I mean, when you go into you know, podcasts or whatever, there's always an option: delete all the podcasts that have downloaded. Grand, done.
A lot of this comes down to them being over-designed, essentially, Kieran. So Bank of Ireland basically made its app too big. Like, the only apps that should be as big as your photos or your WhatsApp, because again, all the media in it is, if you have any games downloaded, they tend to be very large. But like a banking app, like you said, it is annoying when that happens. It shouldn't be that big. And really, I expect more from, you know, I know saying you expect more from banks, but I genuinely expect more from Bank of Ireland than to have their app needlessly be that large.
Somebody has an iPhone 12 and their battery is going every few hours and they're wondering, might this be causing it? If there's too much stuff on the phone, does it drain the battery?
Oh, it definitely does. Yeah, okay. Because it's like the more you're making your phone have to work, the more energy it's literally using. So if you're, say, you might only really use your phone for the standard calls, text, internet, like the usual stuff. But if you have, you know, a bunch of apps often running in the background as well, your phone having just work its way through all of that is using up, you know, its own power for processing, because it's trying to make sure the app you're using now is being prioritized, but it's got to work through all that other stuff in order to make it work. So the fewer apps you have for it to have to work through, work around, the less power it's going to use overall.
The phones themselves, or the phone companies, like, it strikes me they should be better at rationalizing all of this space on your phone, because the more space, the easier it is for you to keep downloading more stuff.
Yeah, it is. Although, again, a lot of it isn't pretty wholly within their power. Like Google or Apple, unfortunately, can't make Bank of Ireland make a smaller app. Yeah. The only thing that really can is the customers. But what those both of them do is, like, when you initially get a phone, you know, brand new, a few of those apps will automatically be in a little folder. Like Google will often have all of its Google stuff there. Apple will have certain stuff in a little folder. Create those yourself in your home screen. They're very easy. And it saves me so much time, because I'm, you know, crazy busy with my job, Kieran. I work for about 6 different people at a given time. If I can access my different forms of messaging quickly, my life is easier. And so I have them all in the one place as a result.
My brother told me a great hack once, where it was, if you go to the iTunes store and try and buy a movie that's massive, like a huge big 3 or 4 hour long movie that you don't have the space for, he says it's remarkable how quickly the iPhone would clear up space on your phone.
I hadn't heard that one, but that is quite a crafty one from your brother,
yeah.
I've got to say.
Yeah, he said, now he goes, just make sure then after it does it and it asks when you go to download it again, you don't actually download it and you buy this movie for 20 quid. But try and buy it if you don't have the space. He says it will, suddenly Steve Jobs and everybody else at Apple can make things work. What's the name of an app that finds duplicate photos? Is there an app people can use?
It's honestly, it's the own app of the photos on your phone. So if it's Apple, it's Apple Photos, or Google. They'll just do it themselves for you. And they're probably the best ones, because they're the ones looking at it the whole time, is the best way to put it. So Google's own Photos app will occasionally, it's quite intermittent when it does, tell you what to do. The other big advice for people is with subscriptions. It's a good way to keep track of what you subscribe to that you mightn't know about. Both the App Store and the Play Store, you can go into your profile, see what you're subscribed to. You might have forgotten you subscribed for that one match to watch one particular sports platform.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. You can find those very quickly under your subscription data, and you can unsubscribe from most of them directly. Now, not all of them work that way. Sometimes you'll have to go into the app itself. And the one thing a lot of people forget, I always remind people, deleting the app does not delete the subscription. You've got to do that within, you know, within the platform itself.
One listener says, Kieran, the Bank of Ireland app size is directly proportional to the amount of money you have in your account. If only it were true, Emmett. Emmett Ryan is a business and technology journalist. Emmett, thanks a million for coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.